Hi there, listener. Before we dive in, I want you to know that this podcast is AI generated. It's crafted from the topics and principles shared in the Bye Bye Panic Anxiety Recovery Program. And while AI helps bring this content to life, the recovery tools and insights remain rooted in the principles that have helped so many people overcome their symptoms for good. Enjoy the episode.
Have you ever had this happen? You feel, you know, great, really calm, collected at home, maybe over a nice quiet weekend, but then bam, the second you're back in the real world, especially at your job, that knot of stress just tightens right up. And suddenly anxieties you thought were long gone just come flooding back. It can feel, well, pretty overwhelming, right? Like you're back at square one. Think about someone, let's call him Alex. He's a project manager, totally fine relaxing with his family. But Monday morning, just checking work email brings on this wave of dread. That feeling, getting knocked down by job stress, it's so common. And yeah, it often drags up that dread, maybe even those old anxieties we really hoped were behind us. But what if there was a clearer way, a more hopeful path forward through these pressures, something with less struggle, more real resilience? What if the key wasn't about making stress disappear, but something, well, completely different, something internal? Today, in this deep dive, that's exactly what we're exploring. Not just getting through job stress, but actually recovering from its grip. Our mission here is to uncover some simple but really powerful insights. Things that can genuinely help you shift your whole experience of stress. And we're basing this on some expert perspectives, drawing from a really insightful discussion about overcoming anxiety and handling life's pressures, especially at work. Our goal is simple. To show you that understanding these core ideas isn't just theory. It can make a real, tangible difference day to day. This isn't about quick fixes, okay? It's about getting a deeper, more empowering grasp on how stress really hits us, and crucially, how we can get back in the driver's seat. So let's unpack this, starting with, well, why do those symptoms seem to pop right back up when we face those triggering situations?
Yeah, it's a super common thing and really frustrating, just like you described with Alex. And the core reason, those symptoms, that anxiety, tends to return, it's if you don't actively respond differently to those real-world situations. Recovery, you know, it doesn't happen in a bubble, safe at home. You have to face that real-world resistance, figuring out how to engage with it productively. That's absolutely essential. You can even think of it like this. The anxiety itself, it can actually become a sort of guide, pointing right at where your response is, let's say, misaligned with what you actually want or value.
A guide. That's an interesting way to put it. Usually it just feels like an enemy.
Right, but think about it. When that anxiety flares up, in a stressful job situation like a sudden deadline or maybe a tough client email for Alex, it sort of forces you to notice, okay, how am I actually handling this right now? It's like an internal compass. It helps you see where you need to maybe tweak your approach or shift your perception. If you just ignore that signal, try to push through using the same old ways, you'll inevitably just stress yourself out more. You fall right back into those old unhelpful patterns. That's just, well, how it works if you don't acknowledge it.
Okay. So ignoring the signal makes it worse.
Exactly. And you see this play out. Lots of people get stuck. They can't quite reach their full potential, maybe in their career, maybe elsewhere. And it's often because they haven't really learned how to manage their internal reactions to those external pressures effectively. It really boils down to something pretty straightforward, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Are you reacting productively, or are you just letting it get to you, letting it throw you off balance? Simple question. Yeah, but the answer has huge implications for your well-being, your success, everything.
Okay, that distinction is critical, anxiety as a guide, not just, you know, a problem.
Yeah.
But I can imagine for someone deep in stress, that signal feels anything but helpful. It might feel paralyzing or just one more thing to worry about. So how do you practically, like, use it as a guide in that moment instead of just getting swamped by it?
It brings us to this surprisingly simple truth, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That it's often not the stressor itself, but our reaction to it. That's what really makes the difference. Which leads to this idea of internal control, right? Shifting where we think the power lies. We often feel like external stuff dictates everything, the boss, the deadline, the traffic, whatever. But what if the real leverage, the main point of impact, is actually inside us? For someone like Alex, feeling trapped by his job, grasping that could be huge. A real sense of freedom, maybe.
Absolutely. And what's so powerful here is that the locus of control, which is really just about where you believe the power is, outside or inside, it's always, always within you.
Always, even when it feels completely external. Always. And realizing this and then acting on it, exercising that internal control, it can absolutely start to, well, rewire your brain stress response over time.
Mm.
It makes future challenges feel neurologically less overwhelming. Like if I went back into a high stress job right now, how I framed it, how I reacted, that would mostly determine my actual experience of the stress.
Mm.
Think about a roller coaster. It's a great analogy.
Okay, roller coaster. How does that fit?
Well, millions of people pay money to get on them, right? They feel the exact same physical fight or flight stuff, heart pounding, adrenaline rush. The same thing someone with anxiety might feel during a really stressful presentation at work.
Yeah, okay, I see that.
But they enjoy it. Why? Because they frame it differently. It's a safe thrill. It's exciting, not a genuine threat. Whereas someone struggling with anxiety often resists that same feeling, labels it as dangerous, unbearable. The external ride is the same, but the internal interpretation, totally different. And so is the outcome.
So the feeling isn't the problem. It's the label we put on it.
Precisely. The stress itself, demanding job, family stuff, money worries, that's always going to be there in life to some extent.
Yeah.
That's just a given. But your personal subjective experience of that stress, that's almost entirely down to how you look at it, how you frame it, and ultimately how you choose to react. Understanding this isn't just, you know, nice philosophical fluff. It's a crucial practical level in the game of managing life. It gives you the power to actually change the rules of your own experience.
Wow, that roller coaster example really hits home. It clarifies that power of perception so well. If we can literally reframe such an intense physical thing from threat to thrill, well, it suggests that overcoming chronic job stress isn't just about managing the surface symptoms, like the racing heart or not sleeping. It means we have to dig deeper, right, into what's really driving our responses underneath. It sounds like recovery isn't just symptom management. It's more of a journey into our habits, our behaviors, maybe stuff we don't even notice is running the show. There's more to uncover, isn't there?
You're spot on. The journey is definitely deeper, more nuanced than people often realize at first. It goes way beyond just tackling the symptoms you notice. It means looking at these deeper, often subconscious ways of thinking and acting that we've built up over years. And what's really interesting, sometimes a bit confronting, is that many people caught in these anxiety stress cycles. They often had certain, let's say, ineffective strategies or bad habits before the really intense anxiety even kicked in.
Habits from before, right. Like what kind of things?
Well, these pre-existing habits, how we've always kind of responded to different life pressures, they often contribute big time to why we become vulnerable in the first place. For your example, Alex, maybe it's a deep-seated perfectionism, so he worries endlessly about tiny details. Or maybe it's needing approval from others, so every bit of feedback feels like a personal attack.
Ah, okay. Things that feel like part of your personality almost.
Exactly. These kinds of life stressors and the habits tied to them, they can be way harder to spot than, say, a panic attack.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're woven into us. We might have spent our whole lives worrying inside our heads or trying to control everything without really seeing the role those patterns play in our stress levels. Now everyone, eventually, needs to kind of wake up to this truth about their own habits and responses if they want to really flourish. But yeah, sadly for some people, it takes a lot of pain, maybe a major life event, to finally get them to that point of seeing it.
That sounds tough. That realization might not come easily.
It can be. But the good news is, just recognizing those underlying patterns, those subtle ways of thinking, those behaviors that aren't serving you, that's a massive step forward, even if it feels hard to look at them initially. It's the critical insight. It shifts you from just trying to put out fires, symptom-wise, to actually changing your fundamental relationship with stress itself.
It is fascinating, and yeah, maybe a bit confronting, to think about those hidden habits we might have carried forever without realizing their impact. But this deeper look, this willingness to go inward, it leads somewhere really important, doesn't it? To this powerful, almost liberating realization about personal responsibility and how that connects directly to freedom. It's not about blaming ourselves, right? It sounds like the opposite. It's about empowering ourselves, seeing that where we take responsibility, that's where we unlock freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And this idea, it seems like it goes way beyond just anxiety. It becomes like a master skill for navigating, well, everything life throws at us, professionally, personally.
Indeed. That is exactly where the really profound insight lies. When you truly deeply get it that your response is your responsibility, that is precisely where the freedom is. And like you said, it's not just a concept for getting over anxiety. It becomes a core competency, a practical tool you can use for all sorts of challenges. It moves you from being a victim of circumstance to being the architect of your own experience.
Architect of your experience. I like that.
Think about it, right? This same understanding helps whether you're, say, going for a promotion that feels intimidating, or deciding to start your own business with all its uncertainty, or even just having a difficult conversation, you learn how to respond constructively. To frame these things as challenges, as opportunities, instead of letting them just overwhelm you and trigger those old unhelpful patterns. This natural progression, it shows how anxiety recovery, when focused on that internal response, genuinely changes your whole life for the better.
So it's not just about feeling less anxious, it's about becoming stronger, more capable overall.
Absolutely. It helps you stop seeing anxiety as this separate thing you have to manage over here.
Yeah.
And instead, it teaches you how to respond to all the everyday stuff, the little frustrations, the big life changes with more strength, more resilience.
Right.
You become a much stronger person.
Yeah. Yeah.
More adaptable. Someone who doesn't get easily knocked off balance by life's pressures. You start to realize just how much control you actually have in not letting things derail you. It gives you this deep sense of self-mastery.
This deep dive has really driven home a key point for me. Recovering from job stress isn't about finding some magic wand to wave away all the pressure, because let's face it, that's impossible. Instead, it's about this powerful internal shift, changing how you frame things, how you see them, and most importantly, taking conscious ownership of how you respond. It's about recognizing that incredible power you hold inside you to reshape your own experience. So as we wrap up, maybe here's something for you to think about. Consider what subtle habits or interpretations, things you might not even recognize, could be shaping your experience of job stress right now. Is it maybe a tendency to overthink things, a need for everything to be perfect, needing others to approve? Just imagine, what if acknowledging those deep patterns, bringing them out into the open, what if that was your very next, most important step towards a deeper sense of freedom? In your work, in your life, there really is so much hope and inspiration available on this recovery journey, and it's so important to remember, you absolutely do not have to figure this all out alone. Taking that next step. It often involves seeking some guidance, connecting with resources that can really support you in spotting these patterns and building new, healthier ways to respond. There are proven methods out there, incredible stories from people who were once exactly where you might be feeling stuck, overwhelmed. We really encourage you, explore those resources, listen to those stories, maybe consider finding a supportive community to help you keep moving forward on your healing journey. That path to becoming calmer, more resilient, someone who handles life's pressures with, well, strength and grace, it is absolutely within your reach.